Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting third. The first baseman, Grover Hartley. Batting fourth. The second baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Gowdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting third. The shortstop, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. And now, play ball. Frank Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pittenger. The throw from Gowdy and he is safe. Pittenger steals second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff strikes out. One out. Frank Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kelly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. There goes Pittenger trying to get to second. Musel throws the ball in to Groh, who relays the ball to Kelly, who tags Pittenger for the out. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fragaw moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Groh hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to second. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kelly catches it and throws to second with Jackson covering, to double up Hartnett. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 0 for 1 in the game. Gowdy hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder pinch hits for Art Neff. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Greenfield now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pittenger bunts towards the mound. Greenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fragaw takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Fragaw moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fragaw scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Hartley moves to third. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Hartley scores. Kelly moves to third. Groh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 0-for-2 in the game. Gowdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hack Wilson pinch hits for Kent Greenfield. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Walker takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngs strikes out. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball towards right. Griffith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Griffith. Wilson scores. Hartley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Hunsinger now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pittenger hits a line drive towards center. Walker chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Fragaugh reaches second base with a double. Pittenger moves to third. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pittenger scores. Fraga scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Jackson moves to second. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 0-for-3 in the game. Gowdy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Mickey Devine pinch hits for Walt Huntzinger. Mickey Devine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-4 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Wisner now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hartley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hartley hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a line drive into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a line drive into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.